Are you concerned, Gerald, that the worst for us hasn't even come yet? You know, 9/11, of course, was bad, but I have a feeling maybe there's something even worse out there.
Well, yeah, we are concerned. You know, this Iraq war isn't over. And again, we're not, by the way, we're not Monday morning quarterbacks on this. One of my books, Trends 2000, you mentioned that in the introduction about how we forecast that you were waking up in the new millennium and Crusades 2000 was raging and, quote, terrorism is pandemic. And as long, and again, I'm not taking political stands on this.
I understand.
We just look at I'm a guy that grew up in the Bronx. We used to say payback's a bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to get involved in this stuff, knock yourself out. Do what you want to do. But when there are other people who don't like you for doing these things, and they're going to get even. So one of the things we were writing about for years was new millennium warfare and how we showed that with these weapons of mass destruction. And again, the whole front of my book, Trends 2000, which came out in 97, was front-loaded with the breakup of the former Soviet Union and all of these weapons of mass destruction that were now available on the black market. So they're in the hands of a lot of people who, if suitably provoked, are going to use them. And we're very concerned about it, actually.
I mean, and there's been some talk, even though the mainstream media doesn't push it, that there may have been a couple hundred of these types of weaponry that are gone, missing, that they can't account for.
Oh, exactly. Matter of fact, in our Trends Journal in 1998, that was one of the top trends that we wrote about, these 100 suitcase-sized nuclear weapons that were lost in the former Soviet Union.
They could be scattered all around this planet.
They can be, and they are. And again, if the foreign policy continues to go into the direction it's going in, you know, we're going to have some. Look, the economy is just starting to get some semblance of stability. If there's another terror whack, you know, this really, really knocks the country back.
Well, especially if it's airline related or anything that has to do with the moving of this country. You're absolutely right.
And you point out airline related. Look, we have not yet recovered from 9/11.
Correct.
On the whole tourist and business industry. You know, people are not traveling the way they used to. Tourism is really taking a hit. And by the way, you know, a lot of people, a big part of the American tourism industry, were people from Asia and Europe coming to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not coming anymore. The numbers are way off. So if we have another terrorist attack, it could take this country from just recovering from a recession and barely getting its sea legs again to knocking it into something on a level of recession/depression. That's not that far-fetched.
Do you see something that could be just so global in nature that it could go on for years? I'm not talking about economics, but I'm talking about warfare.
Oh, definitely. And again, with these weapons of mass destruction, and it's not, you know, it's even more than that, not even that much with weapons of mass destruction. You can see what it is a trend of these body bombers, you know, these people blowing themselves up.
Yes.
And if they use dirty bombs or whatever, yeah, this could keep going on. This Crusades 2000 is real, and we don't see it going away. But worse than that, actually, and what we're very concerned about in something that's not economic or political, we think that SARS, for instance, and again, we're not Monday morning quarterbacks on this, we're concerned about something of a new black plague that could really sweep the globe.
Mm-hmm.
And we're starting to see whether it's mad cow disease, whether the SARS, as I mentioned, the viruses that are spread through poultry. We're very concerned about that with the population growing at the rate that it is.
Well, you know, there are some that say that there are groups who talked about it last night that would love to see world population plummet.
Well, you know, it's when you look at population numbers, you know, people's eyes glaze over. But if you started from the time of zero, whenever that was, and go to 1920, there's only 2 billion people on the planet.
Manageable.
From 1920 to now, we've added 4 billion plus people. And so when people call themselves population experts, it's, what, are you out of your mind? Nobody's ever dealt with these numbers before.
They are staggering, aren't they?
And remember what they used to say, George? Well, you know, we need a good war to thin out the population. Well, we had two buttes during the 20th century, and we've added 4 billion people.